Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Caller number 10 is promised at 800-636-1067. Congrats, you're going to win a four-pack of tickets to Giant Barbecue Battle, June 21 and 22, Pennsylvania Avenue. You're going to enjoy 2 days of barbecue and family fun with DC's best bands. You're going to be on the Pepsi Lay's Art to Go-Go and Summer Grilling stages. Metro shared ride accessible. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com/events. The Beltway Blitz today going to cover the Defenders, who are getting ready to play a conference championship game, the NBA Finals, which get going tonight, and the Commanders. Let's get it started. To talk about the Defenders, one of their defenders, defensive end Malik Fisher, joins us right now on Grant and Danny as they get primed for a conference championship game this weekend. The product of Xavier and Villanova in high school and college, who ultimately went on to be with the Texans in the National Football League and is now one of the playmakers on the Defenders defense, Malik Fisher. Malik, thanks for the time, man. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Great, buddy. Preview this matchup for us. What's the most important thing?
So I feel like the most important thing is just not pressing too much, not doing more than we're supposed to with our jobs. St. Louis is a familiar foe for us. We play them twice a year for the last couple of years, and we just played them last week, which was the biggest part of this playoff run, is knowing that we're going to see them 2 weeks in a row. So just making sure that we follow our assignments and do our jobs is the biggest thing.
6 Eastern kickoff. You want to watch the game this weekend on June 8th, 3 days away. It's going to be on Fox. The St. Louis Battlehawks are hosting the Defenders, which is a quirky thing because the Defenders were actually the better team in the regular season, but there were conflicts at Audi Field. I guess Audi didn't keep the stadium available, made a bunch of soccer dates, and so the Defenders couldn't get their stadium. And so instead of having it at a neutral site, the XFL, the UFL decided that the championship game would be in St. Louis because there'd be a ton of fans that would be there. But it does create a tough situation for you guys, Malik, because this is probably the number one attended stadium in the league ahead of DC, yeah, which is second. It's the one, yeah, really, truly raucous atmosphere. What do you think about having to go on the road, even though you guys were the cream of the crop?
Bring it on. I mean, we're ready for it. As competitors, these are the type of environments that we prepare ourselves to play in. And, I mean, if you can't wake up and get ready for a game in front of 30,000, no matter who they cheer for, when we make them plays, we'll shut them up.
How strange is it to have played a team like an hour ago and you got to go play them again?
No, it's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, from both sides, I mean, we could tell that they tucked in a good portion of their playbook. They didn't bring out a lot of their stuff. It was kind of like a chess match playing them last week. And getting familiar with the matchups is the biggest thing that helps us, is you seeing the guys twice in a row. So everything that we have on film from last week, we know that we could study and prepare this week for. So it's interesting, but we're on the second lap of it. Hopefully we get them out of here, and then we're on to the next opponent for the championship for the UFL.
It felt like that was the case both directions, being at that game, low scoring. Like, you guys were both, I don't want to say preseason, but like, we're not going to show you our best stuff. We know we're playing, yeah, you. I mean, is that kind of, yeah, how the definitely whole prep went that week? Like, we'll go to the B vanilla look, basically?
Well, preparing for the week, I mean, we always practice almost everything in the playbook, but coming into the game, as the Florida game went, you know, the rain was crazy. It was like puddles all over the field. I think as the game went, we kind of knew that there are going to be things that we don't pull out just to save it for the playoffs, and understanding that they're scouting us just as much as we're scouting them, and we don't want to give them too much to prepare for us as we come and get ready for the playoffs.
And you referenced this just in terms of your defense is doing the job and not trying to do too much, but how do you prevent wanting to do too much? Because it's the playoffs, right? I mean, everyone's intensity ramps up. It's just more exciting. Yeah. You know there's more on the line. How do you control that?
Yeah. Trust. That's the biggest thing, because if you try to do too much, then that means you're not trusting your teammates to do their job, and it comes out of trust and preparation. Especially because, like you said, when it comes to playoffs, everybody's a little more antsy. That anxiety is up. The goosebumps are running, and it's kind of being able to just relax and be calm under the pressure and trust your teammates. That's the biggest thing that it comes down to.
Malik Fisher, DC Defenders, Sunday night at 6 p.m. local time. They will kick off in what we call the XFL Championship. There's two divisions, XFL, yeah. UFL. The winner of those two conferences then play each other. So if they win, they'll be playing for a title in the UFL this season. I know you guys are all in this thing mostly individually to try to have that one more shot and get back to the league, but what would it mean? You come together and you field this band of brothers over the course of the year to accomplish the team goal of winning a title.
No, it'll mean a lot. We discussed amongst the team how important it is just to win a championship and the type of memories that it solidifies. I mean, all of us have been a part of different teams, but you usually remember the teams that you remember the most are the teams that you won with and that you leave with a championship. And I was here in D.C. when we lost the championship against Arlington about 2 years ago. And just that feeling that we had at the end of that game is something that I still carry with me, but I never want to feel again. No matter what you're trying to do individually as competitors, when it's time to win and you have a championship on the line, kind of tough to sit there and see that opportunity slip away. So we're doing everything that we can to make sure that we come out on top, because this is what we play for. You know what I mean? Champions are respected, winners are respected, and that's where we want to go and get our respect.
I always like to ask football players this. What's your favorite thing to do on a football field? Is it like blow up a run play, sack the quarterback, interception, like high step to the end zone? Like what's, like if you guys are rewatching the film, what gets you to give the biggest
No, it's definitely a sack. Yep. I mean, coming from defensive end, it's definitely a sack. You know, we go about 60 snaps a game, maybe a couple of hundred a year. And if you get 7 sacks for the year, if you get 2 sacks in a game out of 60, it's like, that's a great game. But it takes so many reps to get back there. Sometimes you win a pass rush and the ball is out. Sometimes things don't go your way. But when you're actually able to get back there, crush the quarterback, get him to the ground, and get up, do your sack celebration, and just let it loose, that's the best feeling, man. I can't trade that feeling for nothing.
Malik, let me hear you say he's a dog.
He's a dog.
New Yorker. We got a New Yorker on
the line. A little bit of New York there.
I can hear it. I'm from New York.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Facts. It comes out sometimes.
A little bit. You know, here's my question. This is how I'll know everything I need to know.
All right.
Biggie, Jay-Z, or 50 Cent?
Jay-Z, man. I grew up on Marcy Avenue. That's still on my ID to this day. So I got to go Jay-Z, but Biggie is up there too, man.
What's the caffeinated beverage a lot of people drink in the morning?
You said the what beverage?
The caffeinated beverage a lot of people drink in the morning. It's pretty popular.
Caffeinated beverage.
Yeah, what is
if
it?
You go to
it's
Starbucks.
Hot. You go to Starbucks, you order a...
I don't go to... I'm not a Starbucks guy, man.
But you're familiar with how do you say it?
Coffee?
Yeah, there it is.
Coffee.
So I was trying to get to the
coffee. Coffee.
He went a long way to try to get you to say coffee.
I just wanted you to say coffee and sore.
We appreciate you, buddy. Yeah, go man. Win yourself an XFL championship.
No, thank you, guys. Thank you so much for having me, man. I really appreciate it.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Malik Fisher spent the NFL season a part of it with the Texans. Hopefully he gets back to the league this year. All right, let's keep the blitz moving. NBA Finals kick off tonight. Mo Dackel of Bleacher Report joins us now on our Beltway Blitz. Mo, everybody seems to think it's a foregone conclusion the Thunder are going to roll over the Pacers. Do you subscribe to that theory, or might we actually get a long competitive series?
I think we'll get a competitive series. I think we'll get competitive games. but the Thunder are going to roll. It's just that simple. They're so good. These two teams do the same things. They play the same style. They're very similar. Just one team significantly better at those styles than the other.
What's the adjustment or the counter that Indiana can try to hit and just to see if it works? And maybe you get that night where Oklahoma City's off. You know what I mean? Like, what's the recipe here for the Pacers?
My recipe for the Pacers is, look, you can't stop Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He's a dog, as I just heard you guys talk about. He's a dog. You can't stop him. So don't try. Stop everybody else. Slow everybody else down. Make it so guys like Jalen Williams aren't cooking you. Make it so Chet Holmgren's not getting clean looks. Shai's going to get his points. Just make sure he's not getting his assists on top of that. Make sure he's not diming everybody up. I think doesn't mean just let him run straight to the rim. Defend him one-on-one. Don't send a ton of help. I think that's a way for the Pacers to try to slow down the Thunder.
Where are you on what is going to ramp back up here in the coming days? I'm quite sure. This discourse on SGA as a foul magnet, as this vulture that just plays to get to the free throw line, and that being a problem.
Yeah, I'm on probably the other side of the discourse. I don't think it's a problem. I think, one, he does get a generous whistle, but I think part of that's a product of how often he drives to the rim. He's relentless in that fact. And then once you reach, he's going to use it to his advantage. Look, it's not that different that it wasn't long ago that KD would get to the free throw line all the time with that rip through. It was so bad, in fact, the NBA just said, you know, you can't use that to get to the free throw line anymore. That's no longer going to be called a shooting foul. Look, this is what you do. If the defense reaches, if they're putting their hands in places, you take advantage of that stuff. It's not as bad as, like, Jalen Brunson's more of a foul merchant than SGA to me, just in the pure fact of I've seen Jalen Brunson just throw his body into a guy and just throw a shot up as praying for a miracle, hoping he's going to get the foul call. That's not what SGA is doing. He's actually using the defense who, when they reach, when they put themselves in bad positions, he's taking advantage of it. So I don't really have a problem with it.
Mo, who is your favorite unsung hero on the Thunder? I mean, obviously you look at Shai, he deserves all the headlines, rightfully so. But who's the guy that you go, man, I don't know if they do all this without him?
Yeah, it's the obvious answer is Alex Caruso. He comes in off the bench. And look, we talk about offensive playmakers. He's a defensive playmaker. He comes in. He completely locks you up defensively. He's all over the place. He's making great rotations, adjustments. He reaches at just the right time. He does all sorts of things where you just amps up your defense to another level. And for the Thunder, it creates turnovers and allows them to get out in transition. And that's such a major part of their offense. He's a definite unsung hero for them.
Mo Dackler, Bleacher Report, is with us here on Grant and Danny's Beltway Blitz, looking ahead to the NBA Finals. Tips off tonight with Game 1. If we have you back on and it's a 2-2 series going into Game 5 and everybody's stunned, how has it happened for the Pacers?
Well, I think, one, the Thunder aren't shooting the three ball as well. I think, two, the Pacers are doing a great job offensively handling the Thunder's pressure defensively. And what that allows them to do, it allows them to set up their own defense. It allows them to pick up full court. It allows them to throw in different coverages and keeps the Thunder out of transition. So I think a lot of it we would look at, if it were a 2-2 series and it's pretty close, we're going to be looking at it going like the Thunder aren't making three balls and the Pacers are doing enough on offense, which is allowing them to get back on defense.
Mo, really appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining us. Good insight.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you, buddy. Hit that Local 53 sounder, Darius. How fortuitous. How fortuitous we found our buddy Chris Russell just here in the Navy Yard, pulled him in for a little Beltway Blitz spot.
We literally looked out the window.
Yeah.
Right out here, and He was walking by down the street. It was very weird. You were walking a French bulldog. Why were you doing that?
Fiona?
It wasn't Fiona. It was just was a white French bulldog.
There are other French bulldogs.
I just adopted one this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
But why did you come to the Navy Yard to walk the dog?
Because I needed exercise, and I like to smell the ballpark.
Oh, very good.
Yes.
Speaking of which, I saw Mitchell Parker walking his dog today while I was driving.
Really
to work.
Nice.
Yeah, here in the city.
He walks other things too.
Come on.
That's tough, but that's a pretty good line.
Yeah. Tip of the old cap on that one, especially in the first inning.
Sorry, Kyle Brust. I apologize.
That's a pretty good line.
Well, we'll allow it. Now, I heard you on the radio, believe it or not.
you like to listen and get all riled up in the water.
I don't get riled up, but are you in? Do you need to stretch out at all? You're injured from patting yourself on the back? You called this Terry McLaurin thing, apparently?
Yeah.
That you knew and no one else did?
I mentioned it on the show with you guys the other day.
And I'm busting huevos, of course. But is this more problematic than we think?
I think so, right? I mean, I didn't know he was angry or whatever the report said or
you buy that report from Schultz?
I mean, because I think it's coming from the agent. Yeah. Like, who else has got insight into Terry's...
Well, I think it's coming from the agent, too. I just think it's overstated from to leverage. That's all.
I think it's overstated, but I think Terry's probably frustrated and maybe very frustrated. And as we talked about the other day, right, is it that he wants a 4-year extension instead of the 3 he got when he was much younger and now at 30 and with technically if it's a true extension, the extension not kicking in until he's 31? Is it that he wants a 4-year extension and $35 million a year, which is, oh, by the way, where Justin Jefferson is? Or the comp that I on my show that I guess I was out in the neighborhood.
Yeah, well,
I wasn't doing
yelling on the sidewalk.
I was just yelling to
Russell, guys, just so you guys know, he walks around while walking these dogs and he just yells out sports takes and he refers to it as a show.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
It's the height of lunacy.
On the Ocho. On the Ocho. But anyway, so I was saying to myself or to my phone angrily that the closest comparison in terms of contractual situation is DK Metcalf, right? DK got literally a sliver under $33 million in a trade from Seattle to Pittsburgh this offseason, as we know. They have the same amount of games played. They have the same exact amount of targets. Somehow,
right,
in the same amount of games played. DK's got 10 more regular season touchdowns than Terry, but he also played with Russell Wilson the first 3 years of his career. Terry did not. Terry had a much better year last year than DK did. He's going to ask for between 33 and 35, is my guess.
So we were talking to Breer, who said 30 to 35. We're splitting the difference and saying 32 or 33.
And I said, 30.
Right around there.
He probably wants just a sliver over DK.
Do you agree with this or not? So let's say 33, 33 and a half, whatever it is. Both of these things to me are true. They have to do that because you can't tell me how every time you draft some random dude from Illinois, he's Mr. Commander.
Yep.
And then not pay Terry McLaurin. But also that paying Terry McLaurin, who's going to be 30 this September, that contract is also eventually going to be a bad contract.
Yeah.
I think both of those things are true.
Yeah, absolutely. And I agreed with you on Tuesday when you said, you know, he's Mr. Commander. Absolutely. You have to pay him. He deserves to get paid. Listen, he's not coming off of 4.5 touchdown year like he did on average for the 4 years before.
He was. Sometimes I think as we get further into the offseason, we forget. He was so damn good this year.
He had 16 touchdowns.
13, but still.
13, no. Well, including the postseason, I'm sorry.
Oh,
16.
Well, yeah, I mean, 16, I didn't even
that's
thought about that.
Pretty good.
Yeah, you count postseason touchdowns?
I mean, 16 in 20 games.
He was so good.
So
man.
Good. I mean, he deserves everything, and the type of person that he is, the leader, the character, the worker, the everything. There is no way you can't pay him. The only question is how much and what the term is. And again, the term here, I think, I don't know, I think is going to be a little bit more important because, again, the last regime only gave him, or they worked out, a 3-year extension. That's why we're back in this window now. I don't know if Terry got a 4-year extension when he was a lot younger, if we would be back in this window right now, but we are.
There are two big players on defense that they're counting on. Javon Kinlaw and Marshawn Lattimore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think either works out. Of those two, where do you think they might be right and I might be wrong?
I would probably say they're closer to being right on Javon Kinlaw just because he'll play, and I don't think Lattimore will play more than 10 games, 11 games, somewhere in that range.
One is you don't care at all. You'd high-five him because it was a great decision. 10 is you're throwing darts at a picture of him in your studio. What's your level of anger with Lattimore not showing up for OTAs?
Ooh. For me, it's probably a 7.5, 8. Kind of expected, frustrating. I know it's voluntary. I know blah, 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 blah. Show up, man. Be a part of the crew.
But in fairness to him,
we're not asking you for that much. You got 5 months of vacation every year. We're not asking you for that much.
In fairness to him, he was outstanding at the end of last
season. How good
season.
Was he at the end of last year?
I mean, he really locked up A.J. Brown.
He was so excellent. He shut down Mike Evans.
Yeah.
He made A.J. Brown look like a child.
Yes.
Clearly one of the better corners in the league at this point.
Correct.
I could understand.
Never a problem with the hamstring.
Feeling like you don't have anything to prove the new organization.
Right.
I get the feeling.
Yeah. But, I mean, look, I'm not like others in the media. My guy, Michael Phillips. We love Michael Phillips. We were at the NFC Championship game. Michael Phillips and I were recording a podcast in the middle of the fourth quarter, and he was like calling for Marshawn Lattimore to be exiled to Russia. You know, that was in the NFC Championship game. I'm not that point yet, but this ain't helping, man. You best figure out a way to duct tape that hamstring together, pal, and play good against somebody. Not against the New Orleans Saints and their 16th receiver.
I was going to say, I made a big deal of that,
that's
too.
That's the one they're pointing to, by the way.
It was cool because he didn't have a single target against
right.
it. Danny was on the left. I was on the right, and you were in the slot. I mean,
do you think I have the girlish physique to play slot?
Marquez Valdes-Scantling and the Island of Misfit guys. Yeah. And MVS ate their lunch in that game. Now, that wasn't against Lattimore, obviously. All right, there's your Beltway Blitz. Chris Russell.
Hi.
As the, what do they call it? The anchor of the relay.
The anchor.
The last guy into the pool.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, before we move on, so you were walking a French Bulldog, not Fiona.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that yesterday, I asked Danny in the studio. Clary will be my backup here.
But you hate dogs, right?
No.
Danny claims that he is a dog guy and loves dogs. Mm-hmm. He just doesn't have a dog, and when he sees dogs in public, he goes the other way and is generally bothered by their existence.
So you hate dogs?
Nope.
Big dog guy.
Grubby
but
dogs?
Anyway, I said to Danny, because I don't remember what happened. There was a dog outside the window.
Somebody else had one of the dumb little ones.
Oh, yeah. He's like, oh, my God, there's one of those stupid dogs. And it was a French Bulldog, which I have.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wait a second. I'm like, but you love Fiona. And Danny, like, moved on to the next thing. And I went back. I just couldn't leave that.
You couldn't let it go.
So I said, you like Fiona. He goes, I like you. And I said, but what do you think of Fiona? No answer. I said, do you like Fiona? I like your wife fine. I said, you didn't say fine. That makes
it sound terrible. Your wife's all right, I guess. Yeah.
You're like, I like your wife a lot. And I'm like, do you like Fiona? And I said, just answer the question, please. He goes, what did he say, Ryan? What was the line he used about my dog? He said, I think he said, no, I hate that dog. It's a weird animal.
No, I didn't say hate.
What did you say?
I don't remember. I didn't say hate, though. I think it's an absurd animal.
Do you like Fiona?
No. I think you guys are great, though. I'm a big Paulson fan.
But why don't you like Fiona?
It's like an unappealing, ugly, snorting, snarling, unbreathing, weird, stretching, just mucusy kind of small animal that I think has no appeal.
She doesn't make any mucus. There's no, like...
It sounds mucusy. Like, her whole existence is mucus. It sounds like it.
She snort a lot?
Oh, my God.
Yeah?
Yeah. She snort.
I mean, I've never really been around.
But the point I was trying to make was, if it weren't for human beings intervening, this species would be gone.
Which is a fact.
Like, I mean, natural selection would have been, like, a long time
French
ago.
French Bulldogs
They're
can't
done.
Give natural birth.
Mm-hmm.
They have to have C-sections. And they can't even get pregnant naturally. They have to be artificially inseminated.
Mm-hmm.
So they quite literally shouldn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Other than by human being.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like a Stitch from Lilo and Stitch, a little alien that came down. She's cute. And I like to do the little French Bulldog boy. Hello, Gordon Mitchell. You're over here. Way over here now.
I can't believe you want to rob the world of the joy of Fiona.
I'm not going to commit a crime.
No,
take someone's dog away.
Her.
Yeah,
no,
I didn't
that.
Say that. He just doesn't want her to exist.
That's true.
Yeah, but again, that's more proactive.
He sees a void.
No.
He sees Fiona equals void.
Let me ask you.
That's what he sees.
Yeah, sure.
If I died,
I don't want that.
Well, let's just say in this hypothetical,
he likes you.
Crap.
And,
I don't want that.
Well, just play along with
me
for
a
second.
Okay.
I die, and my wife and kids move to the eastern shore of Virginia. For some reason, they're not allowed to bring the dog with them. And in the paperwork I left behind, I leave Fiona to the Rouillets because I think
what a terrible troll job. What a horrible troll job that would be.
Byron and she pees and poops in the house, by the way. And I think Byron and Bill need a dog. Would you take on Fiona as my last wish? Or would you just be like, dude, we're friends and all, but kick rocks. You're not here to fight this.
Well, if it's your last will and testament, it's like a legal requirement, I feel like, that I would live up to my end of the bargain.
Oh, that's a silly troll. You don't have a choice.
If that's something that you would want to do, go to see our boys, Kondori and Murad, and put that in as an addendum. I bequeath Fiona and all her disgusting indoor plumbing issues.
I'm going to call KM Lawyers today. Now, ideally, we'll never have to deal with it.
Right, I don't want to deal with that,
I think it'd be the funniest thing in the world.
And then you could bring Fiona into the studio. Which just, never happens around here.
Just so comfortable, by the way, to bring
but
your
it never
dog
happens
to work.
Around here.
For the record, I've never brought Fiona into the
No, he's
studio.
Never done that.
Yeah.
Because you're one of those people that cares about others.
Right. I believe in your dogs not being at work.
controversial. A little controversial. But yeah, that would be awful. I'd have no interest.
10 is despise.
10.
1 is love.
10.
Fiona.
10.
You don't, but you just said you don't hate her.
Well, but I know. Well, how do I phrase this? Like, I guess 10 would be like, I would snap my fingers and it would be eliminated. I don't want that. I don't want to take away your joy. I find that animal disgusting.
If you were watching her for a weekend.
I wouldn't. I want to be so clear about that. I have no interest.
Is there any dog that you like?
Sure.
But if you were watching Fiona.
Like, I grew up with labs. To me, like, I like dogs. Okay. Like, not like.
Sometimes she acts like a dog. She'll dig in the dirt, like, once every couple of months. I'm like, you're being a dog. This
Look
is crazy.
At you. You're dogging it up.
If
What about a beagle?
If you like watched her for, like, a weekend, yappy. 3 days, would you, like, get down on your hands and knees and play with her a little
no,
bit?
No, not once. You can't play with that thing. You can't really. It's a little. It's
would
a,
you do the dog voice?
No. First, that's embarrassing. You should never do it. It's the size of a sewer rat. Like, that's that animal. It, like, makes no sense to me.
What's your dog voice?
Go ahead and you. What are you even thinking about?
That voice.
It's my dog voice.
Yeah.
It's Fiona's voice, man.
I got to say, also, Grant did this a few weeks back walking over to Nationals Park. I believe it was also a Frenchie that
well, it's only Frenchies get that voice.
It was a Frenchie just walking by, and he's like, am I making this up in my mind? I'm pretty
no,
sure.
No, you're 100% right.
You stopped, and you did the French bulldog voice to, like, and
like a cute chick walking the dog, and I'm like, what's your dog's name? I forget what the dog's name is. I'm like, got down on, like, all fours, and I'm just like,
just get right down there.
Smooching the dog.
Get into
doing
it.
The voice.
I was even like, okay, I'm going to step away from this one.
It's so cringeworthy. Yeah.
It's just fun. French bulldogs are so cute. So keep walking them in the Navy Yard. I'll come out and do the voice for you.
The Army of Frenchies.
I'll figure it out.
I want to open up the phones for a little convo on Terry McLaurin next. 800-636-1067. McLaurin at odds with the Commanders. Are you buying that? Let's update our poll of the day, get some of the results as they trickle in. Are you concerned at all that a deal doesn't get done before the start of camp? This is The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. There's a lot of laughter. I don't know what's happening. There's a bit going on that I don't know about. Is this about a dog or something?
Yeah.
What is this?
No, this is a song that Toby discovered at Nats Park a couple of weeks back. I think it's while you're out, one of the shows.
No, this is the guy I like, though.
Yeah, Chris Stapleton. Like. Yeah, he's so silly. Yeah, and we were just talking about the song, and I was like, I got to come back from break with this.
Well, it's just good.
You heard this wonderful song in the eighth inning last night when Brad Lord came out for a scoreless frame in the eighth.
This is Lord's song. Okay.
Okay.
No, this is a banger. This is really good. I just looked up, and everyone was like cracking up and staring at me, and I'm like, what am I supposed to do?
What am I doing? You just looked like, well, what is this song? So your reaction was
it is like you. If I feel like you have a group of songs you rotate, so when something clearly, obviously not in that gets played, I feel like there's some kind of bit that I'm not in on, and or something weird happened, or you just played some really weird song that made me want to fall asleep from the Stone Temple Pilots or whoever those. What are they? The Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yep, Chili Peppers.
I'll never forget that. Like. Every now and then at 6 p.m., Darius will just play this song where it's like, if you close your eyes, lay on your pillow, you'll stop listening to this radio show real quick. And I'm like, what in the hell are we playing here? And it's just like, whatever this song is, get it out of the rotation until the end of time. Now, we haven't played it in a while, in fairness.
I did end up deleting that from the files. Wait,
which Chili Pepper song was it? Under the Bridge?
I think it was Snow, maybe?
Okay.
They have a couple of songs that are kind of probably not good for radio show intros.
That was a smashola. Let me clarify.
Huh?
Not the song we're talking about. Yeah. The Chris Stapleton song, if I could say.
Gotcha.
Win. That's a win for everybody.
Just a silly Chris Stapleton.
I don't know anything about that guy except that he did the national anthem and he kicked ass. And then for like 24 hours afterwards, I listened to a bunch of his songs on Alexa. And then I never thought about it again. But I was like all in on him for like 17 minutes. Same as that other guy, Luke Combs.
Luke Combs.
I went to a Luke Combs concert. I'd never heard of him. He's a fat guy with a beard like me. I'm like, yeah, I'll go see him. He's at Northwest Stadium. Got a free ticket. Loved him. Great show. 24, 48 hours. I'm like, I drive a car. You drive a car. We all drive a car. I was all excited about the car. Mm-hmm. And then I haven't thought about it.
You're just talking about a truck, man. Yeah. I love it.
No, it's a car. It was, you know, the famous song.
Fast car. Because you redid Tracy Chapman's song.
Fast car, and you got a fast car. And I was like, this guy's the best.
That's a pretty good rendition, by the way.
Thank you. Multiple people
have fast cars in the song.
Yeah. It's so many fast cars.
So many.
He should sing at all the NASCAR races.
I know, right? You've got a fast car.
He should have been here with William Byron. Yeah. That would have been fun. But, so far, so good, I think, on the music front. Everybody's doing
great. Yeah, I think we're fine.
Nats Park, they just play some hits. The one that I love over there is Party Till We Die. Danny's a big fan of that song. Has anybody come up to... Didn't Nathaniel Lowe do a Pink Pony Club bit at one point? Or was that somebody
else?
Josh Bell did that. But that came and went in, like, one homestand. That was with the quickness that was gone.
So at my 7-year-old's playoff game, and please know I'm using the biggest air quotes possible. Playoff game. It just means that, hey, everybody gets like one more game, you know, whatever the rookie pitch is. Everyone gets.
There's probably one guy in his car that got really mad about 7-year-olds having playoffs.
You know what you mean, playoffs?
But I think most of us are okay.
Yeah, everyone gets it, right? So one of the things we tried to do for the kids, and both managers did this. I thought it was awesome.
The skippers did this?
Yeah, the skippers did this. They organized. Because when you're the manager, the little league coach, you're a little bit of everything, right? You're one part child psychologist, one part like PA guy. So like we did a little Jerome Horesca bit. So we can't do PA, but we could do a little music. So people for one parent from either team brought one of those like portable speakers, and we hooked up a Spotify playlist, and we got the kids walk-up songs.
At 7?
At 7. And they were so excited about it.
That's really cool. That is a lot, I will
say. It was a lot.
Now, my son is only 4, but there's some 5-year-olds on his team. So that's closer to where we are than now. And we're still just tackling each other trying to get the ball.
Now.
So 7 with walk-up songs? I'm not judging. I'm happy about this. Yeah, this is a win.
It was really cool.
I just want whoever did that to know they went so above and beyond.
And that was the point.
Just having Caprice Sun is a win at that age.
Yeah, and they're all excited about Prime. That's all they want is they're asking me when we get the Prime and what the score is. But everybody
what
had
is Prime.
It's the Gatorade alternative that your boys do.
No.
Yeah. Oh, the kids love it so much.
It's it's one of the Paul brothers.
One of the Pauls.
Like, no.
Made it.
Yeah. It's either Chris Paul or
yeah.
But don't tell me that it's
Peter
like
Paul.
The new thing.
Oh, it's beyond the new thing. It's the most important
thing
in their lives.
They're going to make $1 billion.
Already have. It's the most important. Like, if I could buy Stonk in it, I would.
Kids love it.
It's the most important thing in these kids' lives.
Is it Gatorade?
Ish.
To them?
Basically. Yeah.
It's their, what we thought of, talking about my age of Gatorade when it first came out, when you could go buy either the red, the yellow, or the orange, or the best flavor of all time, Citrus Cooler, which is really just yellow and orange mixed together in a lab. When you could go get a Gatorade, it was the greatest treat in the history of mankind.
I'm crestfallen.
That's what these kids love so much. They love Prime.
Oh,
they love it.
Gosh.
They love it.
If it's Logan, I can deal because he's actually got some talent and skill. But back to you, Danny.
So the point of the dude's story anyway is one of the kids was on the other team, had your song.
Pink Pony Club?
No. The Party.
Party Till
the party
We
song.
Die?
That's what he came up to.
Oh, he has to be a Nats fan.
He was like, now batting. Whatever his name is, like, Jacob Stevens or whatever. And like the kid took his time.
No way.
Like he knew everyone else kind of jogged
Horesca?
Up. No.
So who said that part?
Oh, they record their team actually was ahead of us. They had someone record it as like part of the intro. I don't know how they did it. We just had like the kids' intro music. The kids record it. Or the parent record it.
Darius is like looking at you like you're crazy. I need you to understand that you don't even understand how crazy this
it's
is.
It's so beyond. I
my kid. At T-ball, right, which is like two seasons away from that.
Mm-hmm.
They have four kids showing up this weekend because most people are going away on like the beach or whatever. And like the big deal is, are we going to be able to get some fruit roll-ups from someone to drop those off?
Right.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah. And I'm not telling you that it was good baseball or anything. Like, you know, two kids cried. One kid left.
You're fine. Yeah, you're fine.
You know what I mean? Like we're still talking about seven-year-olds. But it was like, let's give them a really nice
that's
treat.
The coolest thing ever.
And it was awesome.
I was really
impressed with it. Yeah.
Party Till We Die should be played for every kid's at bat. I agree.
I don't know. That's it.
What did your guy walk up to?
A song by a dude named Livingston. Now you're going, who's that? Great question. I actually remember it now. The song is called Grave Digger by Livingston.
Okay. He can come back in.
He got steamed up for it.
With that when we return in honor of
Byron.
Byron, not Bill?
Bill's retired from the game.
That's true.
He fired his coach and retired. He hung him up.
Bill's a soccer player.
Hung him up a few years ago, yeah.
Well, not before he sent that coach packing.
Yeah, that's right.
He told him to pack his damn boxes.
To be clear, the art of operations wasn't retire, then fire. It was fire, then retire.
He stormed out of the owner's office, walked down and said, you enjoying your job? You're doing a pretty good job.
You're fired.
I want everything in that box, and I want you out the door.
I mean, he McMahoned my ass big time.
And that was tough. Well, hey, at least you got an opportunity.
Yep.
You're back in the saddle.
That's right.
It's working out.
For now. I mean, I'm on probation.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. We will give you the update on the poll. Are fans worried about McLaurin, or are they confident this deal gets done before camp? We'll give you the numbers next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is his song?
It's my boy's walk-up song.
I like this.
I never heard of it. I don't know who this dude is. But there are a couple kids on the team that were all about it. This guy.
This is a great song. Yeah. I love this. That's my guy. How old? Seven?
Yeah. There were either two or three songs by this dude as walk-up songs for the kids.
Isn't it the best kids' personalities?
Yeah.
Where'd
you get this?
Just like grown-ups, but they're just tiny.
Yeah. Like my oldest is like, Dad, could you play some Metallica? I'm like, oh, okay, sure.
Why not?
I'll do that.
Is it a Metallica?
Yeah.
You should have taken him to Northwest Stadium.
Actually investigated if we could do that.
You couldn't do that?
No. We couldn't get it done. Too many activities, too many things.
A lot of hurdles.
But yeah, a lot of clints. Thank you.
That's a deep cut. A lot of people may not get that one. All right. 106.7 The Fan. Vote on our Twitter poll right now. We're talking Terry McLaurin. And the poll of the day, which is presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Local, long distance, residential, commercial, 3 decades. Best in class service and experience is about your confidence that McLaurin gets a deal done with Washington before the start of training camp. Do you have any concern about a deal coming? Right now, 74% of Commanders fans are saying no, and just 26% have concern. 3-1.
Yeah.
Not worried at all. Deal's going to get done. Nothing to see here. Any kind of drama is overblown. This won't be a thing come training camp. I think I'm in that pile. I would vote no on that poll. I don't have any concerns. But today's report from Schultz saying that there's some animosity, that McLaurin is bothered by the lack of progress. He used some terminology that bothered you about he was expected to be, but then wasn't. Yeah, here
unexpectedly walked out, which doesn't sound like everything's fine and he just took off.
And it's also different than unexpectedly no-showed.
Yeah.
You know, unexpectedly no-showed means I didn't call first, but I'm not there. Okay, who cares? You didn't tell them you weren't coming when you have a contract dispute. So what? Unexpectedly walked out means you came, you talked, and then even though they didn't think you were, you walked out. They didn't use stormed out.
Right.
But it doesn't seem like you said, okay, high five, I'll be in the parking lot, and gave him a big hug, and then waited for your Uber.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, again, the turn of phrase here, and I'll read this directly from Schultz's tweet. As I previously reported, McLaurin unexpectedly left voluntary workouts after initially attending, and it remains to be seen whether he'll report for mandatory minicamp. That doesn't sound like the everything is okay alarm is going off. So this is always an interesting thing. I'm not, like, if I still had to bet, we talk about things like this all the time when it comes to sports. If I had to bet on something, what would I bet on? Well, it's obvious. Extension. I bet that he signs a contract. I would bet that they come to an agreement and get it done. But to say that I have no concerns would also be wrong. Like, we talk about this, these sorts of things as they come up, and maybe it's a contract dispute or whether it's the stadium going in the city or otherwise. I ultimately think it happens. But anybody acting like, it's easy, it's getting done automatically, that's who I'm always kind of arguing against, going, it's not that simple. I still bet it works out, but you guys are skipping to the end, and my point is there are some steps in between.
Let's go to Quentin in Gaithersburg on Grant and Danny. How are you, Quentin? Quentin, are you there, buddy? You will get nothing.
That's a no for me, dog.
And you will like it. I didn't think the point he made was okay, but it didn't really drive home what I expected it to.
It was one of those things where I'm going, okay, what else? Do you know what I mean? It left me wanting more or something.
You knew that he had more to give.
Yeah. It's like you got 10 points and you didn't make any of your 10.
Go vote. Poll of the day, 106.7 The Fan Twitter account. Them. Your Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll of the day. And if you do call us, let's make it better than that
you
particular
can talk.
Call. The Nats are playing the Cubs tonight. Third game of a series. They're trying to take 2 out of 3. It would be their biggest series win since 2021 as they creep up on 500 at the end of a rebuild where it appears that they're turning a corner, winners of 11 of 16. Charlie Slows, who's on the call tonight of Nats Baseball here on The Fan, joins us next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.